Two naked sinners, one a woman, one a man. Retreat from Eden's holy orchard with breath and reeks of forbidden fruit. See them there, once perfect, now flawed, leaving behind what would have been to face what now is. To see the hands of God, the left calloused with the law, the right as soft as grace, reaching out to clothe his naked, fleeing children. From creator to priest, our God now moves, from forming animals to sacrificing them so that his Adam and Eve might remain truly his. And so it goes in our world, with every one of us born naked in a world that has long forgotten Eden. There is only one way back, only one way back to perfection, to paradise, to God. And it is a way that is marked by bone and blood, skin and flesh, spear and nail, thorn and wood. Paradise is regained by the birth of a priest who is destined for the altar. But his temple is his body, his vestments are his flesh, and the blood he will sacrifice is coursing through his own veins. He knows the way back to Eden, for his are the hands that clothed those two naked sinners. And now he has come, naked from his mother's womb to clothe her and you and all his fallen children with a robe that is worthy of royalty. "It is finished," he cries in the Holy of Holies. And the church replies, "It is finished indeed. The temple not made with hands has been entered. The mercy seat has been sprinkled, and heaven is painted red with the blood of the Lamb of God." And yet there he stands, upright, victorious, within the Holy of Holies. He stands alive forevermore, the temple veil rent in twain, lying beneath his feet. He stands in the new and better Eden, the most holy garden, where the tree of life now grows. And he stands ready to clothe you, his naked children, with his own flesh and blood, pouring his robes upon you with water from the font, dressing you with his own body as he places it upon your tongue. So eat and be clothed, all you Adams, and drink and be dressed, all you Eves. Find within the cross of wood the tree of life with every good, because the price has been paid. Eden has been reopened, and heaven's angels are waiting with their swords sheathed to greet you at the gates of paradise.